14 rarest and most expensive Yu-Gi-Oh cards in the world. Yu-Gi-Oh! The trading card game was originally produced in Japan in 1999. Over time, the game has spread to many other countries and is extremely popular. The popularity has led to the creation of many collectible cards which have value based on their rarity and design. Our favorite hobby doesn't come cheap. The cards are getting more and more expensive, but the most expensive ones are sometimes sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars. If we had one of these cards, it would be pure gold. Some of the rarest and most expensive Yu-Gi-Oh cards will be introduced in this article today. Top 14 Most Expensive and Valuable Yu-Gi-Oh Cards. With the massive success of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game, rare cards are necessary to boost your collection of cards. Some of them are worth thousands, and it is entirely possible that you may own one without even knowing it. Here's a list of the top 14 most expensive and valuable Yu-Gi-Oh cards. 1. Year, 2002. Price, $250,000. This is one of the rarest Yu-Gi-Oh trading cards. It is ultra rare. This card was produced in 2002 by Konami Holdings Corporation. The card features the Blue Eyes White Dragon in the Legend of Blue Eyes White Dragon set. This game trading card has been graded by one of the greatest grading services in the world, PSA, or was given a perfect score of 10 out of 10. This Yu-Gi-Oh trading card was categorized as a monster card. It is in a near mint condition. As a game collector, you should be on the lookout for this card. It's not only rare, but its features are top on the list. The card is currently worth $250,000. 00 on eBay. 2. Yu-Gi-Oh! Year, 2000. Price, $247,048. Another Konami trading original card on our list today. This is a collection of 577 cards tamper-proof catalog. For 577 Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, it is worth every penny. These cards feature two distinct characters from the game Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG. This vintage classic was manufactured in 2000 by Konami in Belgium during various sets. This Yu-Gi-Oh! Card collection features Seto Kaiba and Yami Yugi. It is an all-rarities card. For a whopping $247,048. 76. It has many components and qualities that make it worth it. It is a first edition, altered art, collector's edition, demo card exclusive. It is also a limited misprint participation card. It features a starter deck, structure deck, unique art, and an unlimited card. 3. Starter Deck Joey 1. Edition Boxed Sealed Mega Raritat Yu-Gi-Oh! Year, 2003. Price, $211,658. This is the first edition typical Yu-Gi-Oh! Card produced by Konami, and it features Deck Joey, for $211,658. 94. It is an exclusive offer. This gaming trading card is a Joey Wheeler starter deck with its red-eyed black dragon. It is one of the greatly sought-after collectibles in the whole trading card game universe. It is from the game Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG. It is an original trading card that is still in a near-mint condition. It has never been opened, and it has an unbroken seal. This starter deck is a huge rarity that you will scarcely disclose anywhere in this condition. As a game collector, it is a terrific shot to purchase one of the last starter decks in this special condition. 4. Starter Deck Kaiba Seto OVP Sealed Mega Raritat Yu-Gi-Oh! Year, 2002. Price, $158,743. Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG games are one of the most popular games in the game universe. It is thought that any game collector should purchase their cards because they sell extremely quickly. This is another epic feature of Konami's special edition in the Seto Kaiba edition of the game. This starter deck card is Seto Kaiba's starter deck, with its white dragon with an ice-cold look, and is one of the most sought-after collectibles in the game universe. It sells for $158,743. 94 on eBay. 5. Year, 2001. Price, $123,525. This black Yu-Gi-Oh card, also called Yasushi the Skull Knight, is a rare one because it is 21 years old. It's also an ultra-rare, produced in 2001 by Konami during the second national tournament prize cards. It is a fusion type of card in the language Japanese. It has a hollow finishing and a vintage first edition prize card. The card features star player Seto Kaiba, especially from Duel Monster. It is the first fusion monster with a trap card ever made, with the features of the second national tournament prize. This card is a limited edition because only 10 were printed in existence. In addition to its amazing features, this card has been graded a perfect score of 10 out of 10 by the PSA. 6. Starter Deck Pegasus Mega Raritet Yu-Gi-Oh! Year, 2003. Price, $105,828. This Pegasus edition of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game Trading Card is a starter deck that every collector should have. This starter deck is part of the record of the most winning trading card game in the world to date. The Pegasus starter deck is one of the greatly sought-after collectibles in the popular trading card game universe. It is in an excellent condition and has an in the broken seal where it is kept. It sells for $105,828. 7. Year, 2002. Price, $99,999. A Pokemon original, now this is a trading card worthy to be in any collector's collection. Pokemon is widely known for its experience and excellent production of gaming cards and animations. This card was produced in Japan around 2002, during the Legend of Blue Eyes White Dragon set in the Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG game. This first edition is a standard size with a hollow finishing and rarity. It has been graded a perfect score of 10 out of 10 by Professional Sports Authenticator, PSA, which makes it even more estimable. It is in a near-mint condition, and it sells for only $99,999. 99 on eBay. 8. Year, 2003. Price, $61,762. Another highly estimable Yu-Gi-Oh! Card on our list today is this Blue Eyes White Dragon, from Konami, produced and manufactured in Japan around 2003. This vintage collectible is graded 8 by the professional grader, only graded. It is in the Korean language with an ultra-rare rarity. This 8-star features the character Seto Kaiba, but it has a very special MTG color, light silver with Eye of Anubis, when it should be gold. It has a special feature where its attack and power are 3000 in value and its thickness is 2500. It has a dragon perfectly shown on it with a slight hollow shift from top to bottom. 9. Year, 2001. Price, $61,762. This is one of the rarest Blue Eyes White Dragons on the planet because it is the first English card ever printed in 2001. During the 2001 weekly Shonen Jump set, there were only 1,000 cards printed in existence. This first edition trading card is also a price card original by Konami, with a hollow finishing. This normal standard sized card features the character Seto Kaiba. It is also an ultra rare like most trading cards, but it's in the English language. It was graded 9.5 by Beckett Grading Service, BGS, which is very hard to find. This card is a great selection for any collector, and it sells for only $61,762. 50 on eBay. 10. Year, 2007. Price, $50,000. This is a Shonen Jump set feature of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card from 2007, produced by the popular Konami for the hand Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG. It is an individual card with an ultra-rare rarity, a prize card special in the English language. This trading card is graded 8.5 by the professional grader Beckett Grading Services, BGS. It is in a tamper-proof case that protects the card. It sells for only $50,000. 11. Yu-Gi-Oh! Year, 2018. Price, $47,623. Yu-Gi-Oh!'s Legendary Magician of Dark World Championship Gaming Trading Card from 2012, featured the promo set season of the 2012 Championship. It is in a near-mint condition, and it has been graded by the professional grader PSA where it was scored 8. This trading card is remarkable, and it has a fantastic offer for $47,623. 12. Year, 2004. Price, $32,250. One of the rarest Yu-Gi-Oh cards you will ever see is the Shonen Jump Championship Limited Edition Foil Promo of Cyberstein. This card was formerly debuted and assigned to the 2004 Shonen Jump Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament Champion at Gen Con SoCal. This ultra-rare card is graded by Beckett's Grading Service, BGS, where it scored 9.5 and it is in a gem mint card. It is definitely a wise purchase by any collector. It sells for $32,250.95 on eBay. 13. Year, 2002. Price, $30,000. This is the holy grail of the entire Yu-Gi-Oh! Profession. It is the first edition 2002 Legend of Blue Eyes White Dragon. This ultra-rare Blue Eyes White Dragon card has been graded by the professional grader PSA where it was scored 10 out of 10, it is also in a gem mint condition. Another beautiful feature of the card is that it is a Spanish edition, but it is still the top end of the speciality and I'm sure the favorable collector is the valid Holy Grail. It sells for $30,000.00 on eBay. 14. Year, 2007. Price, $29,999. This Magic Formula spell card of Yu-Gi-Oh! Special is a secret rare rarity classic. This card features Yami Yugi, a character in the game Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG, particularly during the Gladiator's Assault set. It is also a first edition card, with a perfect 10-10 grade from the professional grader Professional Sports Authenticator. PSA, it is in a near mint condition, and it sells for $29,999.99 on eBay. What are Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? The Yu-Gi-Oh! Official Card Game is a turn-based card game where players are expected to duel against their opponents. The deck of cards acts as their weapon of choice, where they can summon monster cards to attack their opponent. The game, Yu-Gi-Oh!, involves a maximum of 2 players that battle each other with the goal of reducing their life points, LP, to 0. The first player to get their opponent is considered the winner. There are of course some rules to this strategic game, one of which would be that the combat cards, be it spells or cannon, directly attack an opponent if it has another combatant in the same row on the table. In this game, each player must have 3 different types of Yu-Gi-Oh! Decks to be eligible for gameplay. The main deck, hold your playable cards, be aware that you can't just load your deck with multiple copies of the same card, you are limited to a maximum of 3 copies of the same card in your main deck. The extra deck, hold your synchro and fusion monsters, refer to monster card section below, which can be used during the game if certain requirements are met. This deck can hold anywhere from 0 to 15 cards and is not considered toward the count of your main deck. The side deck, yet another separate set of 0 to 15 cards, not counting towards your main deck, that allows you to customize and adapt your deck to your specific opponent and/or the situation of the battle. Players are given the opportunity to swap any card from the side to main deck after each duel in the battle if both deck counts remain the same after the swap. Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards History. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a Japanese manga, comic book, of the late 20th and early 21st centuries that talks about an ordinary high school male student, Yugi Mutu, Yugi Moto, who possesses mystical powers when playing a mysterious card game. When blonde, spiky-haired Yugi solves the mysterious Millennium Puzzle, he is granted special powers that are activated when he plays games. Transformed into his alter ego, Yu-Gi-Oh!, King of Games, he finds himself engaged in shadow games, which change into combat against evil superhuman opponents. The most significant of these is Duel Monsters, a character card game modeled, within the storyline, after an ancient Egyptian invention. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was created by Japanese manga author-illustrator Kazuki Takahashi and began appearing as a regular feature in the magazine Shonen Jump in 1996. While early segments featured a variety of different games, the reaction of teenage fans to Duel Monsters was overwhelming, which made Takahashi create a real-life version, wherein players would pit the numerically valued fighting abilities of trading card characters against each other. Yu-Gi-Oh! Became a national and ultimately worldwide sensation, spawning several animated television series and a feature film, along with a vast array of licensed merchandise. The card game and television episodes debuted in the United States in 2001. The ordinary Yugi, who was empowered by gameplay to be a greater version of himself, was an appealing hero to young fans. Although a successful series of video games was launched, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was most successful as a card game that focused on face-to-face card play and social interaction. How to determine the value of your Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? There's no way to know how valuable a card is just by looking at it. You can only assess its condition by looking at it, and that's no minor thing because a card's condition is in play to determine its full value. If you want to know how much a card is worth, you'll need to look up its base value online. The three main factors to consider when trying to determine the value of a Yu-Gi-Oh! The card's rarity, condition, and scarcity. Rarity. Understanding the rarity of the card, that is the number of copies available, is the most important thing to consider. Each pack has a different subset of rarities. The more foiling or holographic highlights the card has, the rarer the card is. Its condition will also have a significant impact on the overall value of the card. Condition. When collecting Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, it is important to understand the difference between raw and graded cards. Raw means that the card is loose and has not been officially authenticated and graded by a company on a scale of 1 to 10 based on its condition. The risk is much higher for raw cards, but if you find one in great shape, the upside can be much greater than buying a graded card. Cards that are already graded command a premium on the open market as you understand what you are buying. Scarcity. Certain Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards have more value because they are just harder to come by. The first main set of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading cards, The Legend of Blue Eyes White Dragon is a scarce set, and top conditions of those cards are becoming more and more scarce. Scarcity is another important factor to consider when looking at the price of the card. The harder it is to come by a particular card, the more valuable it becomes. Where to buy Yu-Gi-Oh!'s cards? There are many places to buy Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, but in the modern age as we are, it is more convenient to buy them from online markets. Available markets would include eBay, Amazon, Catch, AliExpress, Fish Pond, Bonanza, etc. It's one thing to find an online market for your cards, but what about finding your specific collection of Yu-Gi-Oh! Step 1, look at the name of the card on the very top. Most cards have similar names like Dark Magician, but have different stats and effects. This is the first step because the card obviously is close to what you must be looking for. Step 2, find the set the card belongs to. The set has a 3-4 letter abbreviation followed typically by letters and/or numbers. For example, LOB-000 or DLCS-EN-137. Step 3, determine if the card is first edition or limited edition, typically in the same line as the set numbering or at the bottom of the card. If there is no first edition or limited edition on the card, it is an unlimited version. After figuring out exactly which cards you have, you can search for their values on eBay by searching for the card and filtering the results by sold items, which will give you a range of what similar examples have recently sold for. Final words. How much would it cost to own a piece of gaming history? These Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards that I'm listing here have sold for insane amounts of money because they are the rarest and most valuable cards in the game. While there are plenty of ways to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Collector and throw your money around, none of them will get you in the same exclusive league as these super expensive cards. If you're interested in picking up some unique or rare Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards to have and/or collect, this list can help you find them. Of course, don't expect to find them in your local store or online retailer, but if you do happen to see one of these cards on the auction block, make sure to nab it.